Good morning. It is July 2nd, 2016. The time is 06:53 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside, doing an audio on this program formerly known as Audio Boo on version 3.1.2. That's the version I have on my iPad mini that I enjoy using. And you're probably wondering, what the hell is that picture along with this audio? And those are my tomatoes. And you may say tomato. I say tomato. And out here on the porch this morning doing an audio before I go into the day job with my cup of coffee. We got a clear blue sky. Had some weather come through yesterday. We even, next county over, had some tornado watches most of the afternoon, but this morning it's about a cool 56 degrees, and birds are chirping. The sun's starting to rise over there, over my left shoulder, off there in the east, as I'm looking towards you, Bernie, holding up my cup of coffee and saying good morning to you and all the good people over there in Ireland. But yeah, my we're growing tomatoes this year. We haven't done that in a number of years. It's actually four plants there, and one of the we have two plants in the big center pot, and one of the plants has a flower on it. But I obtained these plants from a coworker whose wife grew them from seed. She had a whole bunch of extras and was asked who would like to have some for free, and I'm thinking, hey, I'll take a few. And there were some really nice plants, and the week I've had them, when I first got them, they were only about maybe 4 or 5 inches, but they're just as tall as the corn out in the cornfield right now. So we're gonna have some fresh tomatoes this summer, probably within the next month or so. Well, there's a robin bopping around on the side lawn there, and which is always a nice thing to have, a fresh sliced tomato in the summer. I remember as a kid visiting my grandparents out there in Minnesota, Winona, Minnesota, along the mighty Mississippi. I think the last time I was there was the summer of 1967 when I was a young lad. And I remember my grandma always had, she always had fresh strawberry jam for the toast in the morning, because she had some strawberry patches that I remember like it was yesterday, just amazed at how many she had out there in her backyard, you know, that she did a lot of canning and stuff. But she always have a fresh sliced tomato. And I remember before getting married, which will be 30 years ago this year, that I've been married to the missus, that I went out and visit with my mother before she passed away, to her home city of Winona, Minnesota. That I visit one of my uncles out there, and my one uncle we're staying with, he still had that tradition of having, because it was what, the summer of 86 was the last time I was out there. He had sliced tomato. I could still remember the big fat catfish steaks that he barbecued up too. That was really tasty. So some of those things that we remember, and a tomato plant always gives me fond memories of when I was younger and stuff. So we're growing some tomato plants. We have in the past grown, had a full garden going with the cucumbers, carrots, and pumpkins and tomatoes, and the corn that's out there in the cornfield, that's feed corn. That's not actual eaten corn, stuff like that. I wouldn't eat that. That's a little rougher. It's not your typical sweet corn out there. That's the stuff the dairy cows enjoy chomping on and the like there. So got some. I don't know if I'll probably incorporate the tomato plants here in with the corn report, seeing I did have a corn report yesterday that the sun is shining on the cornfield right now as I look out at it, take a drink of my morning coffee this morning. But I'm a little pressed for time, so I'm going to have to leave here because I got to finish my coffee, pack a lunch, and get into the day job. I'm doing something, it's been about, 3 months now? I've been sleeping an extra hour, so I've been taking from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak. I get an extra hour sleep, but when I wake up, I'm scrunched in the amount of time I have to get ready for work and pack my lunch and head out and stuff like that. So I've been getting a better sleep, I guess, you know, because I do wake up early, and if I lay back down, I do get an extra hour or two and the like, and that seems to make for a good day. And I hope and wish you all a good day on this Saturday. The best to you all, wherever you may be on this blue marble. And you all live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.